Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio. It's the last day of June, the first show at the new sub. Here's an old Vancouver band with a brand new song, Radio Hell on Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9. Okay, we are live on the air. We weren't sure because this is our first show in the brand new sub.
Woohoo!
AKA the Student Nest. Mm-hmm. It is Discorder Radio. It's after 5 o'clock on Tuesday. It is Jordan Wade, AKA Wade, along with...
And a DJ Liz Holiday.
Hello, DJ Liz Holiday.
Hello.
And she officially is the DJ today. She is... working the board, the brand new board that you were just trained on like an hour ago.
Yes.
So much is going on. It's all kinds of newness. This is like a gleaming space. It's so clean and sanitized.
It really is.
I like the natural light though. I love the fact we got some sunshine coming in. I can actually see some grass and trees.
Mm-hmm.
We are broadcasting live from the AMS Student Nest, the official name, a.k.a. the new sub here at UBC, for our first ever Discorded Radio at the new sub. Kind of a historic day here, the last day of June, June 30th. And we thought, what better way to kick it off than to play an old Vancouver band who, with their new track called Radio Hell, Radio Hell. A shout out to our old sub, actually. Thunderbird Radio Hell is a show that Ben Lai has been hosting for umpteen years on CITR. It's also the de facto name of the space when bands will play the CITR Lounge. And Radio Hell is a name that goes way back to the early days of Discorder and CITR. So it was we thought that was a fitting first track to play by Gob from Vancouver. And this is their first actually release they've had in over 7 years, the album Apartment 13. And they are playing this Friday night at the Imperial with guests that are TBA. But happy to see that that Gob is back on the scene. And I want another quick personal connection. I had the chance to tour with Gob when I did this MTV, oh. Yeah, Across Canada tour about 10 years ago. And they played the last show that we got to be part of. I was kind of one of the promo reps on the tour, and the MC was actually in the Pit Pub.
Oh, my God.
Which was only, you know, literally a stone's throw from here.
Well,
actually no, I think we're...
The new Pit Pub is quite close, actually closer than the other Pit Pub.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true.
Directly outside there for any, I guess, post-show CITR team shenanigans that might go down.
Nice.
It's walking distance.
So there you go. Tons of reasons that we played Gob, Radio Hell, and many, 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 many more songs we played here in our brand new space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Liz, so much is going on. End of June is always a crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
Canada Day is tomorrow. We're going to do a bit of a Canada Day theme later in the show. But I've been away for a couple of weeks. How's the music scene been in Vancouver the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know me. I think I tend to know more about what's happening than actually attending these things. But I did get to check out a pretty cool show this past week at the H.R. McMillan Space Center, of all places.
Whoa. Yeah. Far out.
Far out, man. Spacey. I got spacey when I was there. It was called Waves and Flickers, and it was this show that they were doing. It was a coordination between three local bands. So it was Hello Blue Roses, Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire, and Holy Hum, who we featured in Discorder last month.
Yes.
And they were performing in the actual theater, the Planetarium Theater, along with, like, in conjunction with three local artists, Jen Way, Conley, and Stephen Hubert, and they did projection works to go with the band's performances.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so it was like a band and an artist matched up. So it was really cool. And so everyone was sitting in the planetarium and watching these projections happen. And then on the rest of the giant, you know, curved screen was just like space. And some of them changed the space images to also fit the music and things. It was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a very different sort of concert. And I think some of the people who were attending it were very much like regular Vancouver music scene showgoers, and it was a little difficult logistically because we were selling alcohol outside, and then they were not understanding or having trouble with the fact that they couldn't bring it in, and then every time a band started, they tried to get everyone in their seats, and people were like, I'm going to chill and finish my beer, and I'm going to come in and go out in between songs, and so it was a little difficult that way, but it was a really cool idea, and it worked really well.
They wanted to promote the party in the hallway and just a much more, sounds like, sober listening experience in the theater, which is nothing wrong with that.
But no.
It's true, we couldn't meld the two somehow.
Yeah, and I think people, you know, have trouble kind of getting into the, oh, right, it's going to work differently than my average concert sort of thing. So that was a little touch and go. But it was good. It was really fun. And I got to table for CITR there. So
nice.
Give out a lot of free stickers and a lot of Discorders. Any of you out there? Who picked up one of those? Hopefully you're tuning into this now because you learned so much about Discorder from those lovely magazines. Speaking of which, this is not only the last day of the month. It is the last day for you to read the June edition of Discorder and for it to actually be relevant.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. Why don't we play a bit of Holy Hum while people ponder that thought? Going to get you into that spacey ambient vibe that Liz got to experience last week. So yeah, this is Appendix A by Holy Hum on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. And we will come back and feature some more great local music that's happening tomorrow, this weekend, and over the next little while. So get ready to chill out and get into a nice spacey vibe for the next 3.5 minutes. Appendix A by Holy Hum on the smooth, spacey sounds of Discord Radio on CITR.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Every time I fall in love, I've been sad.
right. That was No Love from Liquor Store, Gun Store, Pawn Shop Church by the Ballantines. That's a shout out to Jen from the Ballantines, who I got the chance to meet at the Holy Hum Waves and Flickers show at the Planetarium this past week. She was selling merch alongside me. She's a member of that band, connected to a couple other Vancouver bands. The Ballantines, if you're wanting to see them, they will be playing at Catalano Fest, I believe, on the 11th. Which would be a good time. It always is. Fun source for local music, so definitely make sure to check that one out.
Nice. Yes, the Ballantines, Ballantines.
Oh, Ballantines.
Well, I think it's either or.
I asked her because I couldn't remember, and she said, well, I'm trying to remember. It's like Valentine's. Valentine's with a B.
Oh.
Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day.
And no one would say, like, Happy Valentine's Day. we can start a new trend next February.
Oh, yeah. Switch it up. Confuse people.
Yeah, great album title there.
Mm-hmm.
And great sound. Nice throwback sound. Felt like I was listening to something out of the mid-60s there. Excuse me. My throat clearing sounds like I am about my mid-60s right about now.
It's all this new, fresh air. You're not used to it.
Maybe. I've been breathing Toronto air for the last 10 days. It's so nice to come out of the airport and breathe this beautiful BC air. I literally landed about 3 hours ago, so it's nice to be back in Vancouver and listen to some great local music.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last day of June, as we mentioned. So we're going to give a bit of a nod now to a couple of bands who've been gracing the pages of Discord Magazine this past month. First up, we're going to talk about, I'm going to play some music from the band Softest. Great little article written by Theano Pavidlou on page 27. A bit of a dark sound from Softest. They talk about some of the bands they both like to see rise from the dead. Includes Bauhaus and Joy Division. That's what Mel Z and Bill Batt were saying in the interview here from the band Softest. You can read more about it in this month's copy of Discord Magazine. Another reason we want to play Softest right now is because we just heard word from our own Andy Resto, the digital coordinator here at CITR, who was in Calgary this weekend to check out Sled Island, a place that no doubt our good friend and colleague Matt Muse was. He's probably listening right now as well. So Matt Muse, what's up, buddy? We miss you.
Hi, Matt.
Hope Sled Island was good to you, and maybe you're getting ready for the Stampede.
Doubt it.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to play. This is our Sled Island shout out, and also a bit of a shout out to the June feature. So we're going to play Promises by Softest right now on Discord Radio, and come back with the band that's gracing the cover, or the artist that's gracing the cover this month, Stefana Fertilla. She's up next. But right now, once again, Softest with Promises on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Did you know that this year's Canada Day falls on a Wednesday? Take advantage of the holiday with Weird Canada's show at the Astoria, Tuesday, June 30th. Halifax bands Mono Myth and Nap Eyes team up with local favorites Energy Slime, Cave Girl, Super Moon, and Ace Martins to put on one heck of a show. Plus DJs Duncan McHugh and Jared Kay. Tickets are $8 and doors open at 8 p.m.
June 2015 cover girl for our Discord magazine. That is a brand new track. CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. Stefana Fratilla, our June cover girl, with the track Heartland from her brand new album Ephemera. That was released last week on the summer solstice, in fact. Brand new album, brand new music from Stefana. We had the pleasure of seeing her at the Discorder April launch back at the Astoria, which was in the middle of April. And speaking of the Astoria, I love how these things just happen to just flow so naturally.
It's just a gift.
To be honest, we weren't even planning it. For those that are listening, especially if Matt and CJ are listening, you know that I tend to have this this knack for making...
Segways.
Yes, segways. but that was just, I was thinking back kind of off the cuff. When did we last see Stefana Fratilla? Oh, yeah, at the Astoria. And we have here on our play sheet, the next order of business is to talk about the show happening tonight at the Astoria. So it was kind of a coinky dink. The Weird Canada presents the great Canadian website, Weird Canada, has an amazing lineup tonight at the Astoria. Liz, tell us about who we're going
to
see.
Well, originally, as of last week, it was supposed to be headlined by Faith Healers, but they are no longer playing. But we do have still this really jam-packed lineup of Monomyth and Nap Eyes, who are both from Halifax. And then we have from Vancouver, Energy Slime, Supermoon, Cave Girl, and Ace Martins.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a big old dreamy, psychedelic, rock and roll fun fest.
Wow. Coast-to-coast collaboration celebration.
Exactly. That was great.
Nice.
Coast-to-coast collaboration celebration.
With not much in the middle. It's all Halifax and Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. They just tried to pick up some things along the way. Faith Healer is from Alberta, from Edmonton, but, you know, it didn't happen. They just wanted to do the polar opposites. Not technically polar. That's fine. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be a really good show. It's only $8.
Good deal.
$8 for all of those bands, so definitely check that one out tonight. You have no excuse about tomorrow being Wednesday because it is a holiday, as we've been saying so much.
That's true.
Yeah, so if you have nothing to do tonight and you're, you know, feeling like dancing, feeling like grooving a little, get your butt ski out to the Astoria because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be moving and shaking out there on the floor, and I want to see you.
Nice. If you can find Liz Holiday and say hi, would you maybe what can we give the listeners?
We will give you a shout out on the show next week. / you can be on the show next week.
If you can find Liz, come up to her, say hello. We will mention your name next week.
We will.
How about that?
And play a song of your choice.
Yeah, and maybe you'll even give them the June issue of Discorder as a bit of a, this is the last
handout
of the month.
Maybe I'll have a couple of those in my pocket. You'll just have to find me and find out.
Nice. Okay, let's do that.
All right.
And let's play some Monolith in the meantime as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is a theme from Monomyth from the album Saturnalia Regalia by Monomyth on CITR 101.9.
Upjars is hosting the first ever Clean Up the Ocean concert on Saturday, July 4th from noon to 8 p.m. at the Prospect Point Picnic Site in Stanley Park. Hear live music from the Green Seeds Music Society, Gabe and the Oyaz, the John Pippis Band, Tan and High, DJ Stamina, and more. Tickets are $50. Proceeds go to Cleaning Up the Ocean. Children and the differently abled get in free.
Discorder Radio CITR 101.9. Oh my goodness. That clean air once again. Got that Toronto air still in my lungs. From the brand new sub at CITR, at UBC, CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio. That was Ace Martin's Silent Days. They're playing tonight as part of the Weird Canada Day festivities, along with Monomyth, who we heard before that. And a few other bands. Check it out tonight. Astoria, $8. Liz Holiday is going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. Okay, some other cool things that are happening. Starting tomorrow, Canada Day, there is a festival called Shakerama. Actually, Shakerama 2.
Oh.
The second time they've done this, but I didn't hear much about it last year. Very cool concept. The Shakerama record label is putting on four back-to-back-to-back music events. Did I only say three backs?
Yeah, you need one more.
Okay, well, it's going to be five backs in a second because we're going to play the back homes. Mm-hmm. But back to back to back to back. Tomorrow in Nanaimo, July 2nd, Thursday in Victoria, and then back here. Oh, that's six backs. Friday and Saturday, at the Wise Hall, 1882 Adnack Street, starting Friday night at 4:20 of all times. And then on Saturday, starting at 1:30 in the afternoon, tickets are $15 for the Friday show, $20 for the Saturday show. And tons of local bands, including Nervous Talk, Defectors, Vapid, Kim Gray, Low Levels, Strange Fires, The Pretties, Blue Shorts, Dive Pool, The Bins, Zen Mystery Fog, no stranger to Discord Radio, Catholic Girls, and The Back Homes. There you go. They are playing on at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Basically, if you're a fan of anyone who's ever been released on Shake Records, you will probably find something to get excited about. And $15 is not very much to pay for a show, especially with that many great bands.
Yeah, we're talking like... Looks like 20 bands
like
each day.
Per day, yeah.
Yeah. Tight turnaround times, hopefully, too, so we can get everybody in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's play some Back Homes right now. This is The Chase from their brand-new album, Tidal Wave, The Back Homes, on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And
gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Discorder Radio CITR 101.9 Tough Age with Snakes and Ladders from their brand new album I Get the Feeling Central. Tough Age is playing a record release party this Friday at the Cobalt, Friday, July the 3rd. A few other bands are going to be on that bill, including Energy Slime, Gal Grayson, Kaz Mirbulk, and Cult Babies. Along with DJ Trevor Risk. It's all happening this Friday. And great new music, by the way, Tough Age. Really digging that track, Snakes and Ladders. So come check out their show. So we're almost out of time. We got about five and change. Mike and Flexurehead is up next, but he's going to be kind as always and let us go to about 6:04 in the 6:04. What we've been doing, trying to get a bit of a Canada theme, we're proud to say that every song we've played today has been Canadian. That's what we do here on Discord Radio. We rock the CanCon. We rock the local con. We've hit all our FemCon requirements with that last track as well. But I've dug up a little something here that CBC Music put together a little while ago called the Top 100 Canadian Bands of All Time. I thought it was kind of fitting considering tomorrow is Canada Day. We don't have time. We don't have time right now to read the top 100, but I will go over the top. How about we do the top 15 for 2015? How's that sound?
As long as you can do them quickly.
Okay. Here we go. The challenge is on. We're gonna do. Okay. Here we go.
Just go.
Here we go. All right. Number 15, the weaker thans. Number 14, broken social scene. Silverstein, remember that band? early 2000s.
Nope.
Number 13, BNL, Bare Naked Ladies. Number 12, Oscar Peterson Trio. Number 11, The Guess Who. Number 10, a little local favorite, The New Pornographers. Oh. Number 9, A Tribe Called Red. Matt Muse will be very happy to hear that one. Number 8, Harmonium, a band out of Quebec from the 1970s.
Okay.
Harmonium, I never heard of them, actually.
Yeah.
Number 7, The Rascals. And number 6, the highest charting Vancouver entry, even though technically they're from Calgary, Tegan and Sarah, who now call Vancouver home. And considering Matt Muse is not with us today, and I'm sure he's listening, we're going to play Tegan and Sarah for you right about now. Matt Muse, they're in at number 6 in the top 100 Canadian bands, and we're going to come back with the top 5 after we play their track right now. This is Hell, Tegan and Sarah, for Matt Muse on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We are back on Discord Radio Hell. Radio Hell. The song we started the show with today. That was Hell by Tegan and Sarah. Number 6 on the top 100 Canadian bands of all time. Doing a bit of a late show Canadian band special here. It's after 6 o'clock, so we gotta hurry up and get this show on the road. So thanks so much, everybody, who put the show on today. Yours truly, and Liz Holiday. Great job. Your first day manning or womanning the boards, I should say.
Uh-huh. Say humanning the boards. Okay, put it that
way. All right. That's I'll take your word for it. Everybody else out there, have a great Canada Day tomorrow. So much is happening in the city. There's free music everywhere. Granville Island, the FIFA fan zone at BC Place. Probably the best music for Discord radio fans might be down at Canada Place. The Hair Farmers, Wada Sun, and Hannah Georges are all putting on a free show tomorrow. And then fireworks, of course, at 10:30 at night. Fireworks.
Okay.
Speaking of fireworks, it's probably a good segue into finishing up our list here of the top 100 Canadian bands. Number five, The Tragically Hip. And I'm sure one of their classic tracks, of course, is called Fireworks. I don't know, actually, that's Matt Muse's favorite hip track. It's a lot of Matt Muse love going on right now. Uh-huh. CJ, we haven't forgot about you. We love you as well, CJ, but we know you're in school working hard, so not as many CJ references going on today.
And you're definitely not listening because you're too busy.
Well, he's in school, in fairness.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm saying that, like, we get it.
CJ fans, he's coming back in the fall. Don't you worry. Okay, continuing on with the list. Number four, Sloan from Halifax, who we ended the show with last week.
Yes, good for
everyone.
You.
Thank you. Look at this love going all over the place here.
So much love.
Number three, Slapping the Bass with Rush. Number two, The Band. Going way back to the 1960s.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one Canadian band of all time, according to this CBC list, from Montreal, The Arcade Fire. We're going to end the show today with Arcade Fire. Wake up. Smell the roses, enjoy the Canada Day festivities, and keep it tuned right here to CITR 101.9 FM. Flex your heads up next with Mike. I'm Wade for Discord Radio. See you next week.